And I would like to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He is snoring because he's just so bored.
I'm just waking up.
Oh, he's just waking up.
Good morning. Can I have a cup of coffee, please?
Looking very summery. Huh. Yes, Robert Knott, speaking of the arts.
Really? What am I doing here? Okay.
You're telling people why KSFR is fab and why people should donate.
Really? I just woke up and now I got to do that? Well, KSFR has you, first of all, and I think that's pretty great. Who would want to wake up to anything more than Mary Charlotte?
Aw, thank you.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary Charlotte in the morning. She's here on KSFR. You should help her stay on the air. How's that?
That's beautiful.
That's
thank
not bad.
You.
I forgot. I just rolled out of bed.
4281393
is... What are you giving away my phone number for?
You want to give away your phone number? I can.
No, don't. Remember last time
it
what
will
happened?
Be called.
I know. Did it ever. I got so many calls from women. I had to keep saying, North Pole Santa Claus, have you been naughty or nice? You know how many said they were naughty? All right. So
I don't know. How many?
The poll I took was about, let me see.
And 40. What did you do next?
Well, we had to put together a list of things to do. Never mind that. Let's talk about what's happening with the arts. Hey, is this Spanish Market weekend?
You tell me.
I think it is, because downtown is, like, totally closed off, and I think that's happening this weekend. But I'm trying to make sure that I know for sure. And you should know these things when you're speaking about the arts.
We should know a lot of things.
It's the 64th annual traditional Spanish market on the plaza. More than 200 adult and youth artists, 8 to 5 p.m. both days. That means... don't go downtown to try to park for any other reason. But if you want to go for the Spanish market, it's down there. I think it's going to be pretty cool as often. There's also, you know, a contemporary Hispanic market that goes alongside of that Saturday and Sunday on Lincoln Avenue. So you can visit both at once. There's vendors, there's food things, there's lots of cool places around the plaza to hang out, whether you're a visitor or you live here. So Spanish market weekend this weekend.
Excellent.
I say.
There's also an event on Sunday from 6 to 8 in the evening called Evolving Intentions in Public Art. It's a book signing and book release celebration. It's a potluck. It's a conversation. There's music. It's outdoors at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, and Catherine Street Arts Festival and Axel Contemporary are all involved. There's West African music, so come and join them. And let's see. You know, it says things about a book, but I'm not sure what the book is. So you'll have to just go down and find out.
One of those kind of press releases, huh?
You know.
Paso Tiempo is dedicating its issue to flamenco and the history of flamenco in Santa Fe, which started with the wonderful Maria Benitez. And there's a lot of flamenco happening in town this week. It's in the Paso Tiempo calendar. You should check that out. So if you're into flamenco, take a look and see what's going on in the Paso Tiempo. And it's time for the Jazz Festival. Dun, dun, dun. The New Mexico Jazz Festival, now celebrating its 10th season, kicks off Friday with the Count Basie Orchestra and Carmen Bradford, the vocalist, at the Lenzic. And that is at 7:30 p.m. tonight. They've got everything from Meet the Artist. They've got the Kenny Barone Trio. They've got the Doug Lawrence New Organ Trio. Stuff's running all through the weekend. Check out the Lenzic, 988-1234. You can always check out www.outpostspace.org for more information, or look at Paul Weideman's very good article in today's Paso Tiempo, which includes little profiles of some of the artists.
And we've got some thank yous. Nick will tell us about the nice people who have been donating to the KSFR Fund Drive.
You betcha. Let's start with thank you to Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
And thank you, Marion.
And Marion.
And Cornelia.
Thank all of you, and let's get the phones ringing off the crazy hook. If you like Robert Knott, and I like Robert Knott.
Don't do this. You should put a vote. Who will
look,
get more money?
Look, you're blushing.
Those who want me off the air or on the air. And if it's off the air, this would be my final show.
Everybody wants you on the air, no matter what they might have said in the past. Yeah. Oh, it's so... ladies and gentlemen, I wish I had my webcam on, because he is blushing beet red. 428-1393 is the number here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. Well, actually, it's over at KSFR, but... you can make a pledge to KSFR, you can make the phones ring, and you can help us make our goal for this hour by calling and saying, you know what, I support the Radio Cafe, I support KSFR.
That's pretty good. I think that's terrific. Well, the opera's still going on. They got that Daughter of the daughter of the Regiment still playing. That's Donizetti's story about a daughter of the regiment.
That was fun. Did you see it?
No, I'm going to go see that pretty soon. And then they got a Mozart play up there. I think it's called La Finta
Giardiniera.
Now, what's that stand for?
The False Gardener.
Oh, really? Why?
The plot is so complex and convoluted that you really just have to go, let the whole thing wash over you, listen to the music, and have fun.
Okay. I don't know why somebody would pose as a gardener. There's other things I could imagine. There's all sorts of scams, but never heard of anybody pretending to be a gardener.
After we get off the air, I'll tell you my gardener joke. And if you make a contribution to KSFR right now, yep, I will call you at home and tell you my gardener joke. 428-1393. We are more than a quarter of the way.
There's something about that joke that makes me think you can't tell it on the air.
I can't tell it on the air. 428-1393 is the number, and we are more than a quarter of the way to our $2,000 goal for this hour. We like it. We've got 20 minutes left, and I'm sure we can do it.
Really?
Antonio Granjero and Entre Flamenco is having its summer season, and he's a world-renowned dancer who's appearing nightly through the 30th of August at 8 o'clock. The shows will be in the legendary Maria Benitez Cabaret and the Lodge at Santa Fe.
Strangely enough, I think the only night they're not performing is Tuesday. They take one night off, but that's
I should hope so.
That's part of the flamenco story in the Paso Tampa, but that's right. And call 988-1234 for tickets to that.
Excellent.
And then, you know, you go down on the bandstand just about any night now, except I think now it's Tuesday through Saturdays, and there's always a band playing. I saw Nosotros there the other night, Saturday night, and free music on the bandstand. It's really cool. I think it starts around 6 p.m. It runs to about 9, give or take a few minutes. Again, Tuesday through Saturday, not on Sundays and Mondays. I don't know that there's anything down there tonight because of Spanish Market, but there probably is something. Have you heard of anything?
What I've heard of is tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Marty's Meals, which is a really wonderful dog, sort of high-end pet food store, dog food store. There is an event called There's Method in the Magic, an introduction to the Tellington Touch approach to animals, presented by Connie Dillon, owner of Amazing Dogs. It's at 11 o'clock. Marty's Meals is at 1107 Penn Road in Santa Fe. It's free and open to the public.
Hey, are there any kitty cats this week?
Yes, there are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to do one?
Yes.
Can I do my impersonation?
Yes, here we go. The featured cat this week is Pixie. Pixie was raised in a loving home, but her human is leaving the state and can't take her. Sweet and social, Pixie has lived with a dog and gets along with other cats.
I do.
She's a beautiful Turkish Angora.
You sound like you're reading erotica.
She's a beautiful Turkish Angora mixed kitty.
That's
with a medium-length gray and white coat and a gray patch on her chin. She sounds so cute. And she is a little bit of an older cat, but she's a terrific cat. For more information, call 316-2281 or go to fandfnm.org. Felines and Friends.
I'm mature and I'm wise. I'm a good kitty cat, not a little stinker.
Yeah, you're mature and wise.
No, I'm pretending to be Pixie the kitty.
Right.
That was funny the way you read that and then changed tone to the little children's story. Death of a Salesman is still playing over at the Santa Fe Playhouse. That
Yay,
is the
Death
Iron
of a
Reed
Salesman.
Productions. If you want something lighter and want to take the kids somewhere, Pandemonium's playing The Wizard of Oz at the New Mexico School for the Deaf, 2 p.m. on Saturday. I think tonight they got a show at 7:30. And if you want to go off to see The Wizard, go over there. Chris Leslie directed that. That looks like fun. Santa Fe Shakespeare Society is doing The Tempest, as you know. I think
Yay.
You had them on the air last week.
I love those guys.
They're doing it out at the Monte del Sol Charter School Courtyard, which I think is a really good idea. That's way out on Walking Rain Road, sort of roughly in the area of Santa Fe Community College. So go out there if you want to see it. Check out sfshakespeare.org for more information. And finally, we should say that the Institute of American Indian Arts is having a Writers Festival all week long. Basically, every night around 6 o'clock, they're doing free readings. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they pick back up next Friday and Saturday again. Again, I think they take Thursday off. And they have some well-known artists, authors. Some of the students from the MFA program out there are taking part in these readings as well. It's free. There's no charge. Institute of American Indian Arts is, like the Monte del Sol Charter School I just mentioned, out there by the Community College off Avenue Road. Here's a phone number, 424-2300.
Most excellent. And let's talk about what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore.
Okay.
And today at 6 o'clock, popular KSFR host and local author Lynn Klein presents the Maverick Cookbook at Collected Works at 6 o'clock, she will be introduced by and in conversation with award-winning chef Johnny V.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Shout out to Johnny V.
A Maverick, huh?
Yeah.
Maverick cookbook. I wonder what's in that. That's not like horse meat and stuff, right?
Right, Robert. It's not like horse meat and stuff. 428-1393 is the number for the KSFR fund drive.
And what number do you call to get that dirty joke you're going to tell about the gardener?
You write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
Yeah, I took care of that.
We'll do it offline.
Yeah, I thought so.
428-1393, please make a contribution to KSFR, and please support the ongoing magic that is Speaking of the Arts.
Well, thank you. That's very inedible of you.
It's inedible?
You know, when you make an impression on somebody, it stays...
You mean like... That kind of stringy steamed kale that no matter how much you chew it, it just remains a fibrous ball?
I wouldn't go that far. I'm talking about like an inedible impression you make on somebody.
Oh, indelible.
That's what I meant.
On Wednesday, July 29th, Charles Frazier, winner of the National Book Award for the book Cold Mountain, the internationally acclaimed novel, which is the basis for the Santa Fe Opera world premiere work by the same name, will be at Collected Works for the final presentation in the Santa Fe Opera Books Book Club series. He will be in conversation with Dr. Don Feinberg, who is an expert on opera and whose lectures are a mainstay of Santa Fe's music life. The event is free and open to the public. And dog willing, I am going to be interviewing Charles, I think, sometime on Monday afternoon, air it on Tuesday or Wednesday morning of next week. So stay tuned to the Radio Cafe for that. And please do call 428-1393. And get yourself tied up and in relationship to...
Story?
No, not tied up. Get yourself in a good relationship with KSFR, which is that we support you and your morning, and you support us.
Your mind is really...
Now, that's your mind. Look, he's blushing
again.
You're
like in a 70 Shades of Grey mode this morning. Okay.
428-1393. And I don't know if the phone is ringing, ladies and gentlemen, so...
The phones are ringing for KSFR.
No, it's... I take it personally... To some extent, when the phones don't ring.
But can we hear them? Are we, like, tuned into this?
Well, I can see because Nick writes me little notes.
Oh, all right. So you're saying that you're being told there's no phones ringing, but it's not like we're in the phone booth ourselves.
We are not in the phone booth. How many people can you get into a phone booth?
In the Three Stooges movie, they all get in one episode. It's pretty funny. You want to dance tonight. You're like, what's going on? In no particular order, here we go. Santa Fe Review is doing some Americana at the Cowgirl on Guadalupe Street, 7 o'clock, no cover. The Groove, Funk, and Soul, cool two-man band. They're really a lot of fun. 9 o'clock at El Farol, call for the cover charge. Evangelos Downtown has a DJ-driven beats show at 9 o'clock, call for the cover charge. We're talking dancing. Savor, Cuban Rhythms. You can do some flamenco dancing to that, right? And salsa? That's 8 to 11 down at La Fiesta Lounge.
Yeah, more salsa than flamenco.
Yeah, you're right. But that's, you can salsa away at the Savora, 8 o'clock at the La Fonda downtown. Sarah Moore and Equinox are doing some jazz at the Starlight Lounge, 7 o'clock, that's downtown. A lot of downtown stuff if you happen to be downtown for the Spanish Market. Bill Hearn's doing his Honky Tonk, 6 to 9 p.m. at 2nd Street Brewery on 2nd Street. And we should mention that there's an alchemy party with DJs Dynamite Soul and Poetics at 9 o'clock and the dance band Chango at 10 o'clock down at the Skylight again after the jazz. Finally, Tiny's has the Jakes, 8:30 p.m. I haven't been in there in a while. Somebody told me they renovated their dance floor and everything, so that it's a lot of fun. But Tiny's is over there by, what do you call that, Early Street? Yeah, it's over there by...
Yeah, it's right around here, right around the Santa Fe Baking Company.
That's not far at all.
Okay, here we go. 428-1393 is the number here at the KSFR Fund Drive, and the phones are not ringing at all. What we would like to do is ask you at home or in your car or at work or wherever you are right now to think about the following question. Do I listen to the Radio Cafe?
Well, if they're listening right now, the answer is yes.
Okay, so you listen to the Radio Cafe. So then the question is, are you willing to support the Radio Cafe? Which is another way of asking, do you want it to be on the air 2 months from now?
Do you think it's possible that our interplay with each other is so enchanting, enlightening, and embalming that people are not going to the phone, they're just listening right now? Maybe they'll call when the show's over?
I think that is possible, but except for the embalming part.
Okay, let's get back to what's going on in the arts.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that's happening. Salam Shalom, a cultural celebration for peace. 20 young women from Palestine and Israel will meet members of the public at this festival of music, dance, and tastes from local chefs and restaurants.
Oh, nice.
Four young leaders will speak about their life experiences and work for peace. That is at 4:30 on Thursday, the 30th of July at the Farmers Market Pavilion. You can get tickets in advance or at the door. Children under 12 are free. CreativityForPeace.com will give you more information.
That's pretty good.
It's great.
There's a Behind Adobe Walls Home and Garden Tour. Maybe that false gardener in that garden story that Mary Charlotte wants to tell will be involved with this. Tuesday, the bus departs from Hotel Santa Fe at a little past noon and returns late afternoon. You got to pay for the tour, but you get to go see all these cool houses in town that you don't normally get to see. Here's an 800 number, 800-283-0122. I remember years ago you told me not to say phone numbers on the air, and now you don't fight me on that anymore.
You're right. I don't fight you on anything anymore.
I know. You're so docile. And
I'm so docile.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is going on? This is one from last week, so we're not going to do that one. Rock, Paper, Scissors is doing an art salon. They're hosting the Mookers Project. Rebecca Schneider says, my mantra is to bring out the spirit of play with each colorful collection. There's a reception today from 5 to 7 at the Rock, Paper, Scissors. The show is open for 7 days. For more information, 955-8500, and that's inside Sambusco Market Center.
If you feel like going out of town, the 13th Annual Edgewood Arts and Music Festival is happening down in Edgewood on the frontage road where the Nature Park is. Bluegrass, Western Swing, Irish bands, starting 6 o'clock tonight, all day tomorrow, which means like 11 to 10, and most of Sunday, 11 to 6, food, workshops, arts and crafts. Visit wildlifewest.org. Edgewood is, what would you say, 45-minute drive from here?
You know, yeah, something like that. I'm not sure.
Maybe a little further. And if you want to go up to Taos, the Taos School of Music Young Artist Concerts are happening this weekend, 8 o'clock Saturday and 7:30 p.m. Sunday. And they're doing all those famous guys, Bartok, Brahms, and those other famous classical guys with the first name of B. Taos Center for the Arts on Paseo del Pueblo Norte. You can check out TaosSchoolOfMusic.com for more information regarding that.
The New Mexico Film Foundation Summer Soiree Fundraiser.
Yeah.
Did you do that one already?
I'm going to go to that.
Oh, okay. It's Sunday, the 26th of July from 6 to 8 at the Drury Plaza Hotel. And a good cause and sounds like a lot of fun. For more information, you can call 819-9010. You can also go to nmfilmfoundation.org.
That's pretty good. Hey, you can take bird walks up at Randall Davy Audubon Center, Upper Canyon Road. Just drive to the top. If you're visiting from out of town, just drive straight up Canyon Road. You will eventually run into it. They're in the mornings on Saturday. I think they're really early, like 8 o'clock. And I think they're free. Some experienced people take you along, and they show you where all the birds are. I've done this. I think it's wonderful. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, great way to start the day.
4281393 is also a great way to start the day and make that call to KSFR. Hey, Steve Elmore Indian Art is having an opening today from 5 to 7. The Tony Falco Collection of Historic Pueblo Pottery is being exhibited. Their gallery is at 839 Paseo de Peralta. It's in that same little plaza where you have to sort of drive in off of Paseo, and the video library is back there, and it's a nice little plaza.
There are a lot of art openings tonight. Of course, it's Spanish Market, but everything from Blue Rain Gallery downtown has something going on. I think you might have mentioned Manitou Galleries up on Canyon Road. They're doing Broken Boundaries. The Meyer Gallery on Canyon Road has a show going on. Pop Gallery on Lincoln Avenue has contemporary work called Captured Beauty. Santa Fe Clay over there in the rail yard. You mentioned Steve Elmer, Waxlander. Check out the gallery listings in the Paso Tampa. Most of these openings on Friday nights are about 5 p.m. Occasionally they're a little sooner and a little later, but for the most part they're 5 to 7 p.m. receptions. Many on Canyon Road, many in downtown, and some of them in the rail yard.
There is a women's circle called Honoring Our Aging Process, Exploring and Transforming Our Fears so that we may find empowerment and joy in aging.
Mm.
And that is on Sunday from 3 to 4:30. The facilitator is Betsy Keats, who is a counseling psychologist, and it's at the Montañita Co-op Community Room. And you can just go there and make a donation. You can also call 955-0873. And let's hear some thank yous. We had a flurry of phone calls.
We had them, and we want to start by thanking Heather.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yay.
Thank you, Kathry.
Thank you.
And thank you. Yeah, Kathry. There's an R in
Kathry.
There.
Kathry. Yeah. Okay.
And Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. We have not reached our goal yet, ladies and gentlemen, so let's get maybe a few larger donations.
That's all women.
Not that these aren't large donations. I don't know. I don't have any numbers in front of me, but I would like to make a special call out to some big donors who might be able to make a donation of, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500, or make a, what we love this, sustaining membership to KSFR. Maybe you can give $20, $25 a month or more. We had somebody give a very big monthly contribution the other day. It was a very wonderful and generous thing. And please do that so we can stay on the air, 428-1393. Yes, it's women, Robert Knott, and they're calling for you, not for me.
You know, there's no better way to wake up in the morning than to marry Charlotte on a radio, unless, of course, you call in sick when you're not. That's a great way. Or you go for a nude swim. I think that always invigorates you. But if you can't do those other things, the best thing to do is tune in to Mary Charlotte, tune into KSFR, get your award-winning radio, your award-winning jazz, your award-winning news, and you get Mary Charlotte.
I'm glad I came in, like, fourth in your
list. No, I said you. How often can you really call in sick or wake up with a nude swim? You can be there every day for
I can't
us.
Call in sick ever.
I know, because you'd be found out.
No, there'd be dead air for an hour, or I'd put a burden on somebody else.
Oh, so somebody'd have to pick up the show. Can you imagine me doing 30 minutes of a monologue?
Yes. I can.
That's all? That look says volumes.
Volumes, I say.
Volumes. Okay, what else? Santa Fe Pro Music's in its 34th season, but it's not going to open until mid-September. Keep an eye on that if you're looking down the road at stuff. And upcoming events also include Serenata of Santa Fe. They'll be kicking in with some stuff in September.
Hey, how about this? July 25th, that's tomorrow, Nacha Mendez is going to be singing the songs of Chavela Vargas.
Yeah, this is a fascinating story. It's in Pasatiempo.
Okay, and read the Pasa, read about it.
And Nacha's a really great performer.
She's wonderful.
And a good lady, by the way.
Yeah, all of those things. And she's going to be doing an evening of music, preceded by a silent auction soiree at 6 o'clock, all in benefit of the Mesa Prieta Petroglyph Project, recording and preserving petroglyphs since 1999. And where is it? It's at the Scottish Rite Temple. It's at 7:30. You can get your tickets at the door. And you know what? That's one of my picks for this weekend.
That's Saturday night. You should go do that for sure.
Saturday night.
WWW Brown Paper Tickets. Look at the Pasatiempo story by Casey Sanchez. It's really a nice job. And I think Notch is onto something pretty exciting here. So good for you.
Not to mention you can stop in at El Agave and Burrow Alley and hear Charles Titchener, the singer and pianist, playing from 6 to 9, Broadway, pop, and classical. Fridays and Saturdays.
There's a Woody Allen retrospective that the Jean Cocteau's teaming up with Violet Crown on downtown. If you want to see some old Woody Allens, like Hannah and her sisters in Manhattan, they are playing down there. And there's a nice piece in Gen Next today about teens owning cars, if that's interesting topic to you. It's not quite speaking of the arts, but one of our teen writers also wrote a little note about the Woody Allen retrospective, which is what got me thinking about that.
Early Woody Allen is a beautiful thing.
Like what?
Sleeper.
Hilarious.
Annie Hall.
Love and Death, very underrated. Annie Hall. 1970s, prime Woody
Allen. Yeah, the 1970s, yeah. Manhattan.
Even Bananas, as weird as it is, the one set in the South American, you know, Revolution.
Oh, yeah, that's just weird.
Goofy, and it is weird, but he was goofy then. He was very goofy.
And then in the 80s, something happened, and I don't know what happened in the 90s. I think he was busy with his personal life. And then some of those, what was the Midnight in Paris, some of those recent ones where he's not actually in it,
right?
But Luke Wilson acts just like him.
Yeah, then there's
or
a
Owen
flourishing
Wilson.
Of his work. I agree with you. The 80s were hit and miss.
Yeah.
You know. What's that?
That's the music that's telling us it's time to go.
There's a hook going around my neck pulling me away, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do. quick, call into KSFR, make a pledge, keep me on the air.
Yay! Call in and make a pledge to KSFR and keep Robert Knott on the air. Heck, keep me on the air. It's a wonderful thing that I have the opportunity to do in this city, which is broadcast to all of these wonderful people who are living in Santa Fe, which is a beautiful, wild, sprawling, crazy city, non-understandable city. It's got so many like subcultures and so much going on here. But we do our best here at KSFR to make it work for you, to make this show work for you, to make this station your true community radio station. You can support it by calling in. And if you call in and make even like a $10 contribution, 428-1393, 428-1393, then we stay on the air for a few more months. We're listener supported. And I just want to thank everybody who has already made their contribution.